All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Ah, yes. Camera's all messed up after the staff meeting for some reason. I don't know why that is. Welcome. Hello to each and every one of you. We meet again for Act 2 of the Eric Zane Show podcast for this Monday edition of What We Do, which is so much fun. Thank you for being here. I got my big ass thing of water. Holy shit, my God. Trying to have a positive day of healthy eating choices. I just broke my fast, by the way. It was like some mixed nuts, some cashews, handful of those. I still like doing the long fast, the minimum of 16 hours. By the way, Jeremy talked about something in the previous act about wanting to eat the 8-piece corner only Jets chicken barbecue pizza. You can, you know, just as long as you don't eat it all. I think it's very important that you do still eat that and teach yourself self-control. Because if you're like wiping out everything and you don't ever do that, you got to, if you can teach yourself to, because eventually you're going to be at your goal and you got to start getting into the frame of mind where like a maintenance schedule where you can enjoy things like that, which you probably should start to teach yourself that now. Because in the blink of an eye, you're going to be at your goal weight. And then you're like, oh, fuck, what do I do? And you're going to go right back up. So teach yourself. You've got time to give yourself even more knowledge about eating. You know, you can become like an exceptional preparer of food and a cook with outstanding, delicious foods. Under your time schedule, you can absolutely do that. Because don't forget, when you're done losing all the weight that you want to lose, then, you know, you're focusing on your exercises and maintaining that. And you got to be careful. You're probably going to want to be at a point where you're like, you don't have to work so hard. And that's because it's not going to seem like work because you're going to be so used to doing it that way. You know? Does that make sense? Bob says, I had the Swedish meatballs last night and didn't go for a second bowl. That's a small win. Absolutely. You should eat Swedish meatballs. Are you a noodle guy or a mashed potato guy with that, by the way? You should eat that. And then you should have like a salad with it, and then don't go back for seconds. Murder lover Linda says, my doctor told me last week she's fine with me at my current weight. I'm like, tell the obesity charts that. You know, there's room for you here, Linda, if you just quit being such a wimp and tell us your weight, and then you can be part of this great crew. Jeremy says, every Sunday I cook dinner for my mom and sister. That's my cheat day. Spaghetti and meatballs last night, chicken wings, chili, fajitas, etc. I allow myself one day of bad foods. Yeah, and you should, but, you know, make sure that you still eat it. Just don't overeat it. You know what I mean? All right. So we are off and running. I have some ridiculousness that I need to share with you. I'm going to go in reverse order because You know, I've been exercising. Like last night, I busted out my legs and back exercises for P90X. I know I'm getting stronger. I know I'm gaining muscle. But I've talked about how that's made me heavier. Because unless I get the eating down, I'm going to pack on muscle but not lose the fat. So what was 180 at a BMI of whatever, 30, now I'm 190 and I haven't, my BMI, I'm still fat. So I'm heavier with the muscle, but I got to lose the fat. So you do this, I do this fasting thing, and then you know, I've got my hard-boiled eggs ready to go, and I oftentimes will make a I'll make a couple of fried eggs with no yolk. You know, you like use a slotted spoon and get the yolk. I just don't want the cholesterol, so I just go for the protein, and because I like some type of semblance of a fried food, and a fried egg will do it for me. And then I'll put that on like one piece of bread and fold it in half like a taco. You know, I'm on like a diet that's rich in vegetables, either raw or cooked, lots of protein, very little carbohydrate, and a reasonable amount of fats. That's what I'm doing right now at this point in time. So if you stick to it, there's plenty of food to eat, okay? You just got to do it. And if you stick to it, you feel good, you're moving, you're grooving, you're not too bogged down with a lot of shit. And then there's days like Saturday. I went the whole day on Saturday. Everything was great. And, or was it Friday? What day was it? It was Saturday. Hang on, I got to drink this. And I went to the basketball game. And I was worried about this. Who knew that this was going to be my undoing? And boy, was it. When I was parking my car in the lot, the parking attendant said, yeah, can you put it there? And I go, yeah, no problem. And I parked it, and I thought, this is not good, because the way they do it, they kind of like put cars stacked up. So if you want to leave at a certain point, there might be cars in front of you, and you cannot leave until they leave. So if some of the people who stay late for whatever reason are in front of you, you don't leave. You have to sit in your fucking car forever. And that was the case. So I walk out to leave. No one's left. So I'm fucked. It's like, oh, shit. Well, I'll just go relax in the hockey office. This is after the Gold basketball game. So I wander through the arena. I go into the hockey office. I sit down. And there's a box of fucking donuts. Now, I may have come home and had a simple snack, like a hard-boiled egg or maybe a thing of yogurt. But I realize I'm going to be there a while. I open it up, and I go, ah, fuck it. Here we go. God damn it. And I just murdered this donut. And right away, I felt like, fuck. I wanted to weep. So what did I do? I went to the fridge. Like, whose food can I steal in this fridge? And there wasn't any. So then I looked up, and I saw it. Left over from the night before, we had Beltline Bar. And there was a whole bag of Beltline Bar tortilla chips that you like use for nachos, and they're awesome. I go, oh, my God. I sat down. It was probably half of the bag, third of the bag remaining. Big bag. And so I sit there looking at my phone, murdering these chips. Murdering them. I got to a point where I was like, all right, let's go. So I go to leave because I figure that someone has left and I can now leave the parking lot. Before I left, what did I do? I grabbed the bag. So I got the whole fucking bag of chips. Well, what's left of it? There isn't much left. I go all the way back and I go to the parking lot, my area, and I can't get out. It's like, fuck. So I sit in there. And ate the rest of them. They're absolutely gone. Oh, my God. And then I felt like a cock. That was my bad moment. And I own that. But it was ridiculous. Hang on, I got to drink this. All right, that's gone. Earlier that night at the hockey game, the weirdest thing happened. Stand by. We were doing the kiss cam. And all right, nuzzle up to that special someone. Plant a wet one on him. And there was a guy who kissed his significant other. And he had a exquisite handlebar mustache. Like Fred Goldman style. Handlebar mustache. I go, oh, there's a handlebar mustache guy. All right, give her a kiss. Oh, you did it. Great. And that's it. Little did I know, I would interact with that guy again. This short, fat Chicano dude with a handlebar mustache managed to make it down to the floor where I'm at the scorer's table. Now, you can't just walk down there. There's security. And, well, the security guy ended up apologizing to me, saying, this is on me. I wasn't doing my job. I'm sorry. I haven't told you yet what happened. He goes, I'm sorry. And I go, it's okay. I'm there doing my thing, mid-court, headphones on, announcing the game. And I turn just as this is all happening. And when I turned, it's handlebar mustache Chicano dude, short, fat Chicano handlebar mustache guy. He is now next to me and touching me and tickling me. And he says, if I tickle you, will you laugh on the microphone? And he's touching my sides and running his fingers up and down the side of me. And I go, no. And then everybody's like, what the fuck? So that was it. Then he stopped tickling me and continued on his way. He walked up, assaulted me, and then kept going. Now, I wanted them to stomp that motherfucker out. And I don't think they did. But I turn around and look at Phil, my boss. He is my boss. And I said, and I look at him like the way I'm looking at you. And he goes, Zane just got assaulted. Now, it didn't cause me any harm. But I guess to the letter of the law, yes. It was so weird. Holy shit. What is going on with that guy? I don't know if he's fucked up or what. But yes, I was groped by short, fat Chicano dude at the Grand Rapids Gold game. Piano finger banger with a perfect question. How big was your boner? So we had a lot going on at that game. I was assaulted by a short, fat Chicano dude. And then I pigged out, ate my ass off. And then when I wanted to leave, okay, so I'm still locked in. A couple of the cars leave. And it's like reverse fucking Tetris. And the guy right in front of me, he has a way to get out to the right. And so, but he's not doing it. He's like not, all he has to do is back up to just before he hits my front end, turn his wheel to the right, and he can go. So I back up even further to give him even more room. I come back, I get out, I knock on his glass. Hey, dude, if you back out to the front end of my car and then, of course, stop and then just turn the wheel to the right, you can get out. And he goes, oh, wow. And he's like looking at his phone. I'm like, yeah, dude, everybody wants to get out of here. The fuck? Such a pain in the ass. All right. Nothing worse than when someone just comes into the show and starts firing off questions. They have no idea what the fuck is going on. That's Tophus today. You got into an accident? No. Just shut up for once and just watch the show. It'll all come to you. Either back up, watch what I talk about, listen to what I talk about, and then pick up the pieces. You don't just come into a chat room and say, everybody get me up to speed as to what the fuck is going on. Only an asshole like you would do that. God. Musk is at it again. Did you see this? He sent out an email, and I actually heard from the husband of a federal employee today saying, can you believe this? Elon Musk wants to know 5 things that my wife did last week. Now, I don't know about you, but if I get an email from Elon Musk that says, hey, can you tell me 5 things that you did last week? I want to know what you did at work. I think that's kind of cool. Musk is, he has been real aggressive about determining who stays and who goes in the federal government. You've got millions of people are employed by the federal government, and he's been given marching orders by Trump, cut out the fat. So the first thing he does is, hey, I want everyone that is a federal employee to send me an email of literally 5 things that you did. Now, if I'm a federal employee and I work and I do a good job, I'm excited about getting an email from Elon Musk saying, hey, tell me the 5 things you did, because I'll write them all down. I will do as is asked. You know, you might not like it if you're a federal employee. In fact, I know you don't like it. Most don't. Even people that voted for Trump don't like that Elon Musk is doing this. But you did vote for him. So this was probably all outlined in that stupid manifesto or whatever the fuck it was. So you should have seen that this was coming. But don't act surprised, assholes. You voted for the son of a bitch. Okay? So embrace this. This is what you hired Trump to do. And he is, I guess, as what I'm understanding, with all of these massive cuts of federal employees, the U.S. government is saving $1 billion a day. Now, I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying shit. I'm just saying this is what you're what you have to deal with, I should say, is Musk saying federal employees must document their work or resign. He's even been paying attention because there's been a couple people who have taken Musk, his email, and been like, and like pushed back publicly. They're fired. You are fired. This is as bad as when Easy fucking smacks the nose or bites the hand that feeds him when making fun of sponsors. If you do this now, you are going to get fired. I would suggest if you have that email and you have been told to list 5 things, that you do that. You do exactly as that says. That's what I think you should do. But what do I know? This email comes in on Saturday of all times. Said, hey, I need 5 things that you did in the past week. It came from the Office of Personnel Management with the subject line, what did you do last week? It instructed recipients to give 5 examples. Musk said in a post that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. So he has an army of people that are literally like, okay, so-and-so responded, check mark. This is survival of the fittest. So if you're used to status quo at this point in the game, you're going to fail. I suggest that whoever is a government employee wrap their mind around this new landscape. I mean, it's either sink or swim. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. Musk said the directive was consistent with what Trump told him to do. The email did not include the threat of forced resignation. In a follow-up post, Musk wrote, "The bar is very low here. Just an email with some bullet points that make any sense at all is acceptable. It should take you less than 5 minutes to write." Boy, you know, the way he writes it, that does not seem like a big deal at all. Anybody who bitches about that is a goddamn baby. Just do it. Who gives a shit? If you're worth anything, you just list down some of things that you did in the past week that you think are important. How hard is that? As part of the Trump administration's commitment to an efficient and accountable federal workforce, OPM is asking employees to provide a brief summary of what they did last week by the end of Monday. You know, by the way, this is pretty much management 101 for most businesses that exist on the planet. I mean, if you have a boss, if you can say, yeah, I just go unchecked, do whatever the fuck I want, that doesn't sound like that. There would be very many people who have jobs like that. Agencies will determine any next steps. Newly sworn in FBI Director Kash Patel told his employees in an email Saturday that they should, quote, pause any responses. Boy, I don't know if that's a good idea. So there you go. That's what you had Trump do. No one should be surprised at this. What I want to do is I want to hear from Trump voter who has buyer's remorse now that this has happened. I think that would be great. Speaking Saturday night at a conservative political action conference in Washington, Trump said that Musk in his office is waging war on government waste, fraud, and abuse. And Elon is doing a great job. Now, honestly, on its surface, is there really anything wrong with that? Cutting back on wasteful spending? I would say at its core, most everyone would agree that that sounds like a thing that you would actually strive to do. Now, this is going to result in people that are getting fired, who are earning money and affecting their way of life, and the rug gets pulled out from them. And, you know, I hate to quote fucking Jocko, but good. You'll be fine. You'll figure it out if you're worth anything. You should be able to figure it out. Most Americans who get the rug pulled out from under them have enough sensibility to be able to pick up the pieces and recover. They just don't like to. It sucks. It's not fun. Nobody wants to do the work to have to rebuild or whatever the fuck. But if you try, you'd be surprised at what you can do. In response to Musk's tweet, Musk wrote, remember, we have a country to save, but ultimately to make it greater than before. In response to Musk's tweet, the president of the American Federation of Government Employees said, the billionaire and the Trump administration are showing their utter disdain for federal employees. Now, I don't like Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. I wish Trump wasn't there. But I don't go that far. There's no way that you could possibly believe that he hates federal employees. He's just trimming the fucking fat, which is what he's signed up to do and what he was put in office to do. It is cruel and disrespectful to hundreds and thousands of veterans who are wearing their second uniform in the civil service to be forced to justify their job duties to this out-of-touch, privileged, unelected billionaire. Well, you can bitch all you want, but them's are the rules. Who's never performed one single hour of honest public service in his life. Yeah, who gives a shit? They're the fucking bosses. You don't like it? Get the fuck out. I don't have a problem with any of this. Trump says we want to make government smaller and more efficient. We want to keep the best people, and we're not going to keep the worst people. So this is an easy way for Musk to thin the herd. Do you respond to the email? Well, of course you respond to the email, you idiot. And if you morons decide that you don't want to respond, I guess you're fired. You've made this job so much easier. Don't make it so easy on these fucking people. God damn it. I could not believe this. Adam says, respectfully easy, Donald Trump has contempt for anyone not named Donald Trump. Well, we all know that. Come on now. Let's see. Rebecca says you could save the government millions by cutting the contracts with SpaceX and Tesla. Well, who knows? Maybe that's next. David said this is how you run an efficient company. Well, I think that remains to be seen. They're trying to run an efficient company. And in order to do that, they're cutting off of the top. Jeremy says, certified Trump hater here. I think there's probably a better way of doing it than what's going on now, but I'm all for getting rid of useless pencil pushers. There you go. Patrick says, here Trump goes. I think he means here goes Trump making sense again. Tofus takes umbrage with that after he's finally caught up with the show and says that's laughable. Trump is cutting whatever out to justify a new set of tax breaks for the rich. Now, I don't know that that's true. That is quite literally another example of anti-Trump crystal ball, which I understand. People tend to take a look at a crystal ball that doesn't exist and say, all right, he's doing this, which is happening, in order to do this. That I don't know. And I don't think you do either. Molly says, easy, what are your thoughts on them firing national parks people? Well, boy, I don't know. I guess it just depends on how many are left. If there's enough to run the parks, I don't have a problem with it. But if you just drive through and there's no one working there, I mean, that can't be great. You know, you need people to be able to, you need rangers and park employees and guidance things. But I don't know if they need as many as they have. Who knows? It's not up to, you know what they might be doing? And this has happened before in business. Wiping out people and then slowly bringing them back. That's actually happened to me once. There was a massive layoff at iHeart about 4 years ago. I had been working at iHeart for a period of time. And then that was when they fired everybody, including the part-timers like me. And then they waited 3 months, and then they called me back and said, hey, do you want to come back to work? And I went, why? What's up? Well, we need people. Of course. Yeah, I'll do it. So I don't know. Maybe that's what they're doing. I have no idea. I don't attempt to figure it out. All I know is this. People are fucking pissed off because of the email that Musk sent. Do the goddamn email. You want to keep your job? Respond. The quicker people who are government employees wrap their head around what is going on here, the better they have a chance at longevity. All right? And if they if they're like, I don't know, I didn't do anything. Well, I guess you're fucked. If you've been sucking off of the teat and giving nothing back in return to taxpayers, well, go fuck yourself. I guess that USAID group, which is USAID was a government organization that would help fortify way of life for other countries. You know, you might see about like feeding destitute people in a third world country, that money provided by USAID. It was outreach. Now, the problem with USAID is the amount of latitude that USAID was spending cash or spending on things that shouldn't have been spent on. Okay, so whereas for every good thing that USAID was sending money to support, let's say starving kids in whatever country, there was also a number of other bullshit things that USAID was spending on. It's all online. You can find it anywhere. Just write USAID frivolous spending. There's a long list of things that USAID blew money on. Not all of it. But so all these things are kind of like thrown together. The White House went through and wiped it all out. Said, fuck this shit. And I imagine over time, maybe, I can't speak for sure. I don't have a crystal ball. But maybe their idea is bring it all back, wipe it all out, fire these people that were in charge of it. And I just saw last night there was a bunch of people that were fired over the weekend from USAID. And then over time, the U.S. would support worthy causes if deemed appropriate. But I'll tell you this right now. Trump is, it should be no surprise to anybody here. He has been all about America, America, America first. So now he has to apply that. And then who knows what, where this will take him after. But I don't expect you'll be seeing a lot in the near future of outreach, you know. That's just not really our bag right now. Trump is concerned with immigration, saving money, building up the military, and shit like that. And that's how it goes. You know, that's how the election process works. Let's see. Piano Finger Banger says, if we cut 1% of our ridiculous defense budget, it would save more money than firing all these people. Tophus says, damn right. Now, I don't know about any of this. I don't know if he speaks from a position of expertise. I have no clue. I can't say that any of these numbers are right. I'm just going by what the government is cutting out. Tophus says, damn right, cut 1% and send it to education. It would be way more than what's currently allocated. Or the VA are using it to eradicate poverty and homelessness. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know about the numbers. I don't know if it's that simple. I have no idea. Megan is pointing out that there is a lot of Tophus in this screen. And I had a conversation with Nick in the arena about this exact thing yesterday. And I said, the way the dynamic is on the show, if you talk about anything like of this nature, you will see, you know, Tophus. He goes bananas. It is the easiest thing in the world to get him going. And, you know, he speaks like he knows anything. And he's super dumb. He doesn't know anything. He's one of the dumber people on the chat. But he's super wound up. So God bless him for being energized and enriching all of us with his horse shit. We appreciate it. All right. Also, over the weekend, Trump, he posted that he is the king. And man, that pissed everybody off. In fact, I didn't even believe it. Because typically when I get a piece of information from Pooh Bear, I'm like, well, this can't be true. It's got to be like, you know, from Hindustan Times or some shit. She goes, oh, my God. Did you hear what he did? We're coming back from the hockey game. She's half in the bag. I go, what, honey? Trump announced that he wants everybody to call him King Trump. Now, that isn't true at all. He referred to himself as he wrote in a post that he did something fantastic. And then he wrote, Hail to the King. And then there was a Photoshop picture of him with a crown and a stupid smile on his face. And so she goes, yes. And I go, well, that's not true, honey. And she goes, yes, it is. I saw it on Facebook. I go, it's not. Look it up. So she looked it up. She goes, look, this news outlet's talking about it. And then I go, yeah, but okay, maybe. But he didn't say, I want you to refer to me as King Trump. Well, but still, it doesn't. And I go, well, it's half true. I even came home. And she goes, I don't like you talking to me. Like, I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. I did know what I'm talking about. I saw it. I go, all right, honey, I apologize. He did actually say this, long live the king. And this is NBC News. Now, I take this as just Trump being an asshole. This is fantastic. Look. He and I are not that different. I do. This is shit I do. All right. And everybody just laughs it off. And because he's the president, everybody thinks that he actually wants to be referred to as a king. It's silly. He's laughing at all of the people who take this literally. All right. So when Trump writes on a thing on Truth Social, which a lot of people pay attention to nowadays, by the way, when he writes, I just did this and I just did that. It's going to be fantastic. We're saving money left and right. Holy shit. Long live the king. Everybody goes, oh, my God. Now he wants us to call him the king. Where will it end? Oh, no. People get freaked out. You idiots. God damn it. How could you possibly do that? This is something. Long live the king. Trump adds monarch rhetoric to actions. Trump has already sought to test the limits of executive power. This was the tweet. Congestion pricing is dead. I don't know what that is. I don't know, and I don't care. But I guess he eliminated it, whatever the fuck that is. Do any of you know what congestion pricing is? And how is it now dead? And why did he want to get rid of it? And what was it doing to affect people? Can someone explain to me, some of you brilliant souls not named Tophus, tell me what congestion pricing is?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
He says congestion pricing is dead. Manhattan and all of New York is saved. Long live the king. Signed, President Donald J. Trump. Okay. The post comes as critics have accused him of exceeding his constitutional authority during his first weeks in office. So that line right there, the critics have accused him of. Yeah, of course they're going to say that. They hate the guy. I hate the guy. I would say he is doing that, but it shouldn't be a surprise. Which, by the way, I'm starting to get people saying to me, EZ, you're starting to fall in love with Trump. Don't even try to deny it. You're becoming a Trumpster. And can I just say, you're fucking crazy, okay? I am simply embracing the reality that exists, that I knew existed, the day after he won the election. If any of you try to put words into my mouth about any of this, you're fucking nuts. I have simply tried to make it easily for you to process and digest this reality that is not changing. You have 3 years and 10 more months of this, assholes. Good God. They talk about how many executive orders he's put out. On Tuesday, he announced he directed the Department of Justice to fire all remaining Biden-era U.S. attorneys. So basically, this article is his post, and then they list the shit he's done. There's nothing more to this article than that. All they're doing is riling up people that are opposed to Trump because he said, I'm the king. Long live the king. Big fucking deal. Why does that bother you so fucking much? Who gives a shit? This guy also said, grab chicks by the pussy. And it didn't do a goddamn thing. So what is it going to matter if he says, long live the king? Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker took to X to post that his, quote, oath to the Constitution of our state and our nation. That is his oath. We don't have kings in America, and I won't bend the knee to one. Well, no kidding. These people actually, who are on the left, are actually concerned that he is actually going to make this a monarchy, that he will be a king until he dies and hand it down to, like, family members. Like, that's what they're suggesting. They actually believe that, which is insanity. And for those of you who lose any sleep over anything like this, you are falling exactly into the trap that everything that he wants you to do is coming true. My God. Laugh it off. That's what he's shooting for. He's shooting for you to go, or to just laugh it off. All right? Do that. Forget about it. It doesn't even matter. Show producer Megan writes, New York City's congestion pricing charges drivers tolls to enter the congestion relief zone in Midtown and Lower Manhattan. Tolls vary by time of day, vehicle type, and payment method. Did not know that. And Jeremy adds, basically a bunch of the busier roads in New York City became toll roads. The city decided to charge more for the toll at busy times. Okay, well, he alleviated that, and he felt good about it, and he said, I'm the king. Who gives a shit if he said he's the king? Big fucking deal. David said, EZ loves Trump because of all the great content he provides. I do love that, and I told you going in, I said, it's going to be a fantastic 4 years for content because I can make fucking content of this out of this shit either interesting or goddamn hilarious. The only thing I could do with Biden, because you kind of like look at it as from, okay, the show, we got the president, what do we do? And then he doesn't really do anything. I mean, Biden, any of the work that Biden did, you'd never hear about it. He needed a PR firm or he needed to work harder. I'm not even sure. But I had the hardest time actually finding anything that Joe Biden did. And the only time that I ever paid attention was when he the dementia and shit would take over. All right. Jeremy says, I can't think of a single person who would be upset with getting rid of congestion pricing. It is essentially highway tax price gouging. Chris says, sometimes it's good not to be heard of a lot. I would argue the Trump stuff is being... The stuff Trump is being known for isn't the greatest, LOL. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But I can't say whether or not I know that Biden did anything during his tenure that is worth talking about. And when it comes to Trump, there are a lot of people that do agree with what he is doing is fantastic. I don't necessarily agree with the method at which they're cutting things out of the United States government, but I think we can all agree that cutting the waste with federal employees is a good thing. I don't know if just wiping jobs out across the board is the way to go about it, but one thing for sure, there's definitely going to be some sudden change. Now, whether or not he uses that to give rich people a tax cut, no one knows. Tofus seems to know because he talks to dumbasses who tell him things and he thinks it's correct. There's a real war brewing between Patrick and Tofus today. Molly says, Eric, when the United States is a monarchy and Trump comes to you and says, Eric, come suck my dick or you can't retire, would you? Well, that's a strange monarchy. I don't know about a monarchy where you have to go up and suck somebody's dick. That is a wild question to be sure. I would need to know more about if you are under the influence of any type of hallucinogens with the question line there. So, in that short question, you're saying the USA is a monarchy because you said when the USA is a monarchy and Trump said, will you suck my dick or you can't retire, would you? Boy, that would be, I don't know, would that have to be like a king's decree? thou shalt sucketh my dick, or thou shalt not retire. So says hereby the king. I think that's just silly, is what it is. Molly says, I feel like easy wood. Why would you feel that way? You already have the answer, by the way. Why would you even ask? Why would you even ask if you think I would? Chris calls that extremist fear-mongering. Now, I don't know about that either. But it is kind of weird, though. That is way out of left field there. That is, I think this conversation is over with that one. My God. All right. Anyway, I could not wait to get to that shit. Send me an email with 5 things you did and people get butthurt about that. And Trump says, hail to the king, and everybody loses their mind. The real point of talking about all of this is I'm trying to encourage people who get butthurt over shit like this to fucking relax. All right? It's going to be okay. The only people who might have an excuse to lose their minds are the people who are actually going to get fired. But even if that happens, so what? Go get a new fucking job. You can do that, you know. Goddamn. Still want to hear from Trump voter who now is faced with losing the job or has lost the job. I've got an open slot for anyone front of the line, voted for Trump, is a government employee, lost the job, or is going to lose the job. I got an anonymous text with a screenshot of an email from the actual federal government. What subject? What did you do last week? From HR@OPM.gov. That's exactly what I was talking about. One line, 5 bullets of what you did. Do not send classified information. This is from an audience member who is former military. I guess the former military people are getting those, which is weird because they're not like working anymore, right? I don't know. We shall see. All right. Let's see. I've got so much to do and so little time to do it. Oh, my God. Hello to King's Room Barbershop. Those good folks just signed up for another quarter of marketing. Andy and Colleen. They are awesome. If you need a haircut, I want you to go to one of the three King's Room Barbershop locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, or at 821 36th Street. Tremendous place to get your hair cut. A haircut will cost you $19 plus tip. It's where guys go to get their hair cut in West Michigan, or chicks who like short hair. You can go to their website, kingsroom.net, and check out the exact locations, schedules, hours of operation, and whatnot, and see when your favorite stylist is working where. All at kingsroom.net. King's Room Barbershop, cutting hair for guys and chicks who like short hair for more than 50 years. Kuiper Tree Care. They cut down the trees at the Easy Household. They also pruned my silver maple. You can reach out to them in West Michigan. Kuiper. KuiperTreeCare.com. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Or go to their website. You can call or text that number. That is for tree removal, stump grinding, tree trimming or pruning, storm cleanup, tree risk assessment. They have 3 certified arborists there that can assess whether or not the trees need a little bit more intensive care, maybe tree disease. What the hell is wrong with this tree? They can tell you. That is Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. 25. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now and refinance later. If you are in the market for getting your mortgage, call upon Mario from anywhere in the U.S. 231-332-6505. A great team to get you started on getting your home. First thing you got to do is get your mortgage. So get that mortgage now with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. All right. I'm going to pause one more here because been drinking way too much water. And I have to take a break. So I want you to hang there with me and talk amongst yourselves. Have a wonderful time doing so. And we will be back. Or I will be back. You're still here. I will be back. Look at my hair today, by the way. Fantastic. All right. Eric Zane, 5 things I did last week. Bullet points. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's one. Two. Who Are These Free Beers podcast? Let's see. I hosted PA Work, GR Griffins. Boy, this is boring. I can't, who gives a shit what I did? I just can't picture sending all that and then somebody reviews it and has to read it. That's a lot of work for somebody in that office. I mean, I don't know how many people actually work for that office, but that's in my opinion, a tall order. I think it's done basically to see who responds. So if you don't respond, like this, my mole who sent me that email, that is a person who is a former military person and is now working for the government as a civilian. And that person was told by their superiors in the Department of Defense, do not respond. Wait for further guidance. And I say, fuck that. Respond. Don't, because Musk is not fucking around. We know that. He is a power-hungry maniac, as is Trump. Murder lover Linda is in the house. She's talking about her upcoming job. One, I completed my drug test. Two, I completed my background check paperwork. That's good. Three, I finished my taxes. And then it says something I can't tell what it says. And then she indicates that Maureen and Mary the Ghost are at her house. You know the show is really doing something fantastic when there's an audience member, a person referred to as Mary the Ghost, who's not really even an audience member, but she's known as Mary the Ghost. And only if you watch and listen to the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, do you know who Mary the Ghost is. That is a tiny sliver of content in the show moments. Part of the lexicon of the show, Mary the Ghost is a legendary character on the show. God damn. Donut Dan says exactly. Some people have not answered the Musk email since COVID and have gotten another job. Wait a minute. Have not answered. This is what Dan wrote. Exactly. Some people have not answered and emails since COVID and have gotten other jobs because nobody was checking on them. I think I know what you mean there. So that's what they're doing to weed out the people who don't respond. Thinking maybe they still have government emails? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Just respond. Send 5 things and forget about it. Quit being such a fucking pussy. Megan says, one, I spoke on a panel. Two, raise money for scholarship funds for women in auto care. Three, continuing education. Four, productivity numbers. Five, HR stuff. Fuck, great. Outstanding. That's what you do. All right. I want to cover the story of this crybaby bitch in this small community in Allegan County. In this small community across the Hard Living Line, the locals go to this party store called the Dumont Lake Party Store. This fat-ass couple bought the damn thing. Whatever, you get gas, you go get some beer, get some charcoal for the grill, and then boom, maybe a box of Cheez-Its and you're out. These people are butthurt that in this rural area that the company that owns Dollar General, whoever that is, maybe it's Dollar General, wants to build a Dollar General store across the street. And these people are losing their shit about this. And they're like, no, we can't allow them to build a Dollar General here. They'll ruin our business. All right. This always pisses me off when this thinking, this stinking thinking takes over. Listen and watch this.
This is the Dumont Lake Party Store in Allegan County. It's been serving customers for 60 years. The owners worry that the business will stop bustling once a planned Dollar General store opens across the street.
Todd Bersma and his wife bought the Dumont Lake Party Store in 2020. In 5 short years, they've transformed it from a struggling liquor store to a community staple.
We've done all kinds of upgrades to the store.
Now the Bersmas are worried all the business they built up will disappear.
This is the proposed site for the Dollar General right here.
The chain discount store wants to build right across the street.
Right now, the township says that their hands are tied, and because it's zoned commercially, there's not a whole lot they can do about not having it in.
To stop Dollar General from...
Right, because this is something known as America, all right? That's how it goes. Now, look it. If you live in a across a Hard Living Line area and you see a sign like this where it says, keep it rural, say no to Dollar General. All right, you're with a bunch of backwood ass motherfuckers who are so dumb that they don't realize that they can simply not go to the Dollar General if they choose to. And go to Hilljack Party Store. They're saying, we'd rather you not build it. Because if it's there and we don't go, I don't know how they expect Dollar General to make any money. Just rally your hillbilly friends and don't go to the goddamn thing, asshole.
From building.
This is our petition that we have going.
Oh yeah, that looks really fucking formal. A petition in a goddamn notebook.
Todd has gathered...
it even matters.
Almost 500 signatures on a petition from customers.
Makes me feel great. I love talking to all my customers that come in here.
Why would we need a Dollar General?
Residents like Paul Wolfram...
Okay, Paul Wolfram. Maybe you don't. Don't go, asshole.
A Dollar General.
Residents like Paul Wolfram...
You go to the Dollar Generals, a lot of them, they're not even clean.
And Kim Emmons.
I don't want them there.
Are not.
Well, they can be there, you stupid bitch. You can't tell them to do that.
Not happy about the.
You cannot go.
Possible new neighbor.
And it's going to put our little store here out of business. And.
This is the Tophis crystal ball effect. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. As soon as it goes up, Dumont Lake Party Store is dead. Why would you do that? This is a perfect opportunity for Dumont Lake Party Store to fucking shine and just do all of the things that the Dollar General does not do and just expand, capitalize on it. This is a perfect opportunity. It always drives me crazy when people with that weak attitude just decide, get their mind made up that, well, this is just so terrible for us. There's no way we can possibly recover from this.
We want this store, not them.
I think the Attorney General should get involved.
Really? The Attorney General should get in the way of commerce in America. You can't build here. That's bullshit.
I think that there should be some stipulations that if they do build Dollar Generals, it should be at least 5 miles away from any other corresponding business.
What a dumb thing. And I don't even know if Dollar General can be. I mean, I understand that you're selling shit like Cheez-Its and matches and candy and gum. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that they sell at Dollar General that you don't sell that would be useful to these hill jacks, you know? Shit to go out and, like, kill deer with their bare hands.
Odd says the lot has been surveyed and site plans have been submitted to the township.
My store is right here.
He's hoping that it's not too late to stop Dollar General from building.
This company is predatory. They're out to wipe out the smaller businesses.
Well, yeah, I would say that any business township meetings that sells what you sell would love the consumers in that community to go to their store. Now, you could just say that's a free market, or you can say it's predatory. Whatever language you use, it's 100% legit, so fuck off.
It's March 10th. Todd is encouraging residents to show up and voice their concerns. In Monterey Township, Darren Bauer, Fox 17 News.
I hate this so much. I hate every bit of this. I hate people that do this shit. Jeremy wrote, imagine how pissed these hill rods would be if Walmart came into their town and said, none of you are allowed to open a competitive business within 5 miles of us. It's a great point. Jeremy says, as someone who lived there until I was 15, that is a good call. What do you mean? You lived in Dumont Lake or where? Donut Dan says, it is the Walmart effect. The guy is screwed and is just mad about it. Okay. He is mad about it, but I never, ever buy that it's the end. No one is going to go to my store. If you use the I like the idea of the big guy attacking the little guy. All right. And then if you just use that and just drum up, it's just that added little thing where these people embrace you and they'll probably buy even more. But to just say, oh, yeah, we're done. We're going to lose. What a pussy. And that your only recourse is to try to make it so that they can't even open the store. God, that's embarrassing to me. That sounds like such a gutless way to handle it. Fucking go down with a fight, you twat bitch. Holy shit. My God. All right. It's like no one's ever had any adversity in their life. That's what the last batch of stories has been. Like this fucking idiot here and these losers who are getting fired from the federal government. Oh, yeah. Wow. It's the end of the world. You lost your job. Fucking toughen up, bitch. God damn. People are babies, in my opinion. Shit. Your old pal EZ has had the rug pulled out from him more times than he can count. And every time I'm even that much more bulletproof. God damn, embrace the suck. Adapt and survive, you fucking hairless fucking twat. Linda says, that guy sells liquor. Dollar General does not. There you go. That's all they're going to your store for, you stupid asshole. Actually, David says Dollar General sells wine and beer. I think you got that wrong. If I live in that area, Dollar General goes up, and then I walk into Dumont Lake Party Store and say, hey, I'm going to go there and buy the shit, unless if you can give me some good reasons why I stay here and pay you more. So it's up to you to come up with good reasons why I should stay here and pay you more. I'll be back in 1 week, all right? And I want to hear what you have to say. You're the guy. I know you can do it. All right, see you later. So you give them the option, sink or swim. Or if you just hate the fucking big guy, little guy thing, just go to the little guy and pay more. Who gives a shit? My God. All right. Thank you to Tag Accounting, Tag CPA. That is the Tax Hobbit. Reach out at tagcpa.net or call 616-301-9516. 616-301-9516. Tag Accounting and Tax Services. God, my tax date is next week. Oh, my God. You've got till April 15th to get your taxes done. So this is what I want you to do. If you have not yet done your taxes, reach out to the Tax Hobbit today. 616-301-9516 from anywhere in America. Within the sound of my voice, call, reach out, and say, Easy sent me. I want the Gins to do my taxes. Tyler, whatever happened with you? Didn't you have some type of snafu or something? You were like bitching about it like an asshole. What the hell happened with that? 616-301-9516 for Tag Accounting and Tax Services. Still fun being planned at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Indoor, outdoor, paintball at TC Paintball. You got the Youth League coming up on Wednesdays. You can book an event today. All you need to do is go to tcpaintballgr.com. And then from there, you've got contact information. You can reach out at TC Paintball and book an event today. Fully stocked pro shop there. Everything you need. Just book an event for you, your friends, for the bachelor party, maybe some pals from work, in the neighborhood, whatever it may be. TCPaintballGR.com. Donut Dan says, I wonder what five things that store owner did last week. One, call the news. Two, call the attorney general. Three, buy notebook paper for a petition. Four, buy more cigarettes for Hill Jack customers. Five, question mark. Speaking of smoking, Green Medicine Shop. If cannabis is your thing, I know you may have a shop already, but I want you to try Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. If you want to check out their latest dope deals, go to thegreenmedicineshop.com. That is their website. Now you can buy 21 and up adult use or 18 and up with a med card. You can get the med card through their website. Just click at the top where it says get a medical card, and away you go. In less than 30 minutes, you'll have your med card. Basically, you'll have the number. You don't need the physical card. You need the number. Card will be mailed to you. You pay them however much it costs. I don't know, $35, $40 to get your med card. Then you go get your cannabis if you're 18 and up. That is the way it works in the great state of Michigan. So there you go. The Green Medicine Shop online. You can go there and check out the amazing dope deals. Let's see. Shop now. What do we got for dope deals? I think it's probably the same as last week. Shop rec. Okay. Weekly dope deals through March 2nd. All of this shit. Who wouldn't want Black Widow infused pre-rolls, 2 for $30? Now, those are big. That's a lot of pot in those pre-rolls. So you can get 2 for $30. My God. This is kind of like the golden age for cannabis right now. All right. Online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. Jeremy says, I always love hearing Easy try to figure out what the dope deals are. Yeah, I don't know what they mean by, hey, man, you want to get some resin? Like, what the fuck is that? Resin. What do you do with it? Resin, that reminds me of like Smeg. There's some resin between my dick skin and my dick head. I don't know, but I guess you guys figure something to do with that or figure out something to do with that. I have no idea. That is going to do it. This show is done. Never before have I started a podcast and then, like, at the end of it, I actually have gotten more handsome throughout it. If you were to go back and look at a timeline of me, which I could see why you would want to, You will see how much more attractive I got as the show went on. I felt like shit to start this thing, but now I feel and look like $1 million. Now, that's all hyperbole and joke, just like Trump called himself the king. My point on all that is people got to learn to just roll with it. He's fucking with you. He knows it's going to piss you off. Friday, the asshole of the day was the arson psycho. I think that was the guy that drove to Pennsylvania and lit the place on fire. Molly says, you are a beautiful man, Easy. I know that. And I appreciate you telling me that, madam. Who is the asshole of the day today? I couldn't even begin to tell you. I got an idea. Let's just make it free beer. When in doubt, I got shit to do. I don't want to be sitting around fucking with this thing. It is brought to you by, Bob says, anti-Dollar General dipshits. That's true. They get a nomination too. Asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball. Thank you, folks. As always, you're fantastic. What a group. When it comes to the Patreon bonus podcast today, you have to hear about former NFL player Steve Smith. Thank you to Chris D for sending this along. He is having an affair with a married woman, and the chick's husband found out, and he kept all the receipts, and he like did a social media dump of all the correspondence, including like audio and video of them talking shit. It's fucking ridiculous. We're going to talk about that. And I had an awkward interaction, potentially awkward interaction with a family member about, I can't even say what it is because I don't want to say too much, but just know that it's going to be weird. And I'll have all of that coming up on the Patreon bonus podcast. Jeremy says, I just heard about the Steve Smith shit on the Drew Lane show. Absolutely great story. It is. Okay. Well, that is my time. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. All that fun stuff. Talk to you later. Have a good one and bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.